The future looks bleak for most young people in Zimbabwe, despite a projected economic growth of 2.7 this year. The economy registered a marginal 1.5% growth in 2015 due to lack of foreign direct investment, fears over the country's indigenization program, and related issues. Against this background, some Zimbabwean youth say they are failing to get formal jobs as the economy appears to be shrinking fast. One of the affected people is Joanna Mamombe, a former student of the University of Zimbabwe who graduated last year and is still looking for a formal job. Mamombe says her hopes of fulfilling her dreams now seem to be shattered, adding that only a few youths with links to some top government officials are getting the few available jobs.
It's very sad that the government of today, anything that is happening now, it's partisan, especially considering on the funds that are being allocated to the youth. You find that if you are not aligned to their political party, definitely you not get any cent from the youth fund. So it's very unfortunate that the government of today is not considering the youth as a whole, but in actual fact, they're taking it as partisan, that you have to be aligned to a certain political party to get, whether you're from the church, yet whether you're from an opposition party, you will not get that funding unless you're aligned, unless you're, according to them, unless you're correctly aligned to their political party.
Another unemployed youth, Philip Jongwe, says he is disappointed that government is not prioritizing funding education and skills provision. He accuses state officials of suppressing their constitutionally guaranteed right to protest.
Personally, I'm a disgruntled somebody when it comes to the respect of the youth in Zimbabwe. It's so regrettable that the government of Zimbabwe does not have any clue in terms of respecting the youth of Zimbabwe. They actually forget that the youth are integral stakeholders in as far as the development of each and every nation is concerned. But unfortunately, the government of the day is so selective when it comes to youth issues. Even if you go and take an analysis of the government of the day, charity begins at home. Unfortunately, the government of Zimbabwe, which is purely made of ZANU-PF, they do not even respect the youth. If you go to the youth leaders of ZANU-PF, they are far from being youth. So it simply means and speaks volumes of the fact that ZANU-PF regime does not respect the youth of Zimbabwe, because they just want, they are fond of personal aggrandizement. So for them to create some space for the youth, they feel that they are being threatened in their position. So they don't want to be moved from their comfort zones. So unfortunate, and we believe that we will strongly fight for the respect of the youth, because they are also a national objective.
Peaceful protests in Zimbabwe are normally blocked by police, a feared arm of the state. The suppression of such protests is not generating jobs at all. Tariro Senderai, who works for Organizing Zimbabwe, a non-governmental organization focusing on youth development, argues that the government is only good at allegedly oppressing young people instead of creating various opportunities for them. Senderai says Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa only allocated a paltry $10 million towards youth development in his 2016 national budget, and this appears to be hindering their empowerment.
Well, looking at the national budget that was proposed by our Honourable Minister Patrick Chinamasa on the 27th of November, it would appear as though most of it is being gobbled up on expenses or expenditures, because Mangawa proposed about $4 billion and $3.6 billion is going to expenses, and then what remains for development? In as much as with what remains for development, how much even remains from that little that remains for the young people to develop themselves? I just feel as though a lot of thought should be put into the national budget, and considering that young people consist of 68% of the national population, we need to be considered in a massive way in terms of investment as well. In as much as we are young people, I also realize that the national budget also touches on women. They were given a very small chunk of the national budget as well, where we are actually advocating for gender equality between men and women. We realize that women have been given so little for them to be invested in the what? In the economy. Yet women make up 52% of the national population. They have to be invested more as well in the national budget. So in any, I wouldn't say the national budget is bad as per se, because there are some commendable attributes, I can say, the national budget. But I think as a young person, I think we've been left out a lot, and we stand to benefit very little. I also realize that especially in the health sector, the national budget advocates for 8.3% of the national money to go towards the health sector. Yet the datum or the limit or the yardstick are supposed to meet 15%. Last year they failed to meet it. This year again they failed to meet it. So what does this say about our government? Where are their commitments? Are their commitments politicized, or their commitments are for us, the people? We have put them in place, people, for us.
Former student leader Obey Stole agrees, noting that the current political leadership in Zimbabwe has no political will to transform the lives of youths. He adds that President Robert Mugabe's government is not bothered about their needs.
No, clearly, I think from the looks of the things in our country, it's very clear to everyone who can identify and observe that the government is not prioritizing the youth at all. The government does not even understand on the aspects that are important to the youth of Zimbabwe. Because even if when the government comes up with some programs, it eliminates or it separates the youth from taking part within those initiatives. We have got a case in point whereby even when the inaugural empowerment conference that was held here in Harare at some point, the people were there, if you would look at them, they were nothing nearer or nothing closer to the youth. There were just some old people who were invited on the basis that they are particularly aligned to the ruling part of ZANU-PF, which is a sad situation, a sad scenario, because the government is not inclusive, does not include all the youth who do exist in Zimbabwe, but rather they take a few individuals from the political party, which happens to be ZANU-PF, the current ruling party in Zimbabwe. So it's so unfortunate that when it comes to addressing the interests of the youth, the government does not pay any attention. There are a lot of things that involve the youth, but they are not even taken seriously in terms of prioritizing. If you take, for example, education, the majority of the people are taking part in education, generally they are the youth. But if you look at the right of the youth, is it being respected? The right to education is not being respected. So it simply means that the government of Zimbabwe is scoffing at the human rights in as far as the youth are concerned. So it's a regrettable situation that you feel that the government of Zimbabwe should improve and try to consider that the youth should be taken as a major priority. Because even if you take the national objective in the first sections of the constitution, the youth are taken as the priority. Then one of the national objectives, among the main national objectives. But when it comes to the operation on ground, there's no respect at all.
Fortune Munyonga, youth president of the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, says Mr. Mugabe is failing to deliver the jobs his party promised in 2013. He says instead, hundreds of companies have shut down following the disputed polls.
For the exclusion of the opposition parties in this government thing, which will maybe before the end of the year, we are going to hand over the petition before we have some demonstrations fighting for our space, fighting for our rights as Zimbabwean youth.
For its part, the government, through Youth and Indigenization Minister Patrick Juao, who is Mr. Mugabe's nephew, says the country is doing all it can to improve the lives of youth in Zimbabwe. Juao is shifting some of the blame to ZANU-PF youth who are failing to repay loans created under youth development programs to cater for the needy. He says defaulters should be punished as they are crippling black empowerment programs.
If we are able to get our young people to repay, what we will then be able to do is to get that $5.1 million unlocked. So currently, we've got $5.1 million plus $1.7, which makes it $6.8 million that has been locked up by those that are not paying back.
Political and social commentator David Masunda says young people are leaving the country in large numbers to seek greener pastures in neighboring nations like South Africa, Botswana and Namibia, as Mr. Mugabe's government is failing to revive the crumbling and collapsed industries capable of creating jobs.
Universities and technical colleges are churning out youths almost every day, but industries on its knees, there's no employment, and most of them now are now being forced to join the informal sector, even when they've got master's degrees or even high technical qualifications. So the future for them is not really that bright. That's why most of them are now trying as much as possible to leave the country. either for South Africa or for greener pastures anywhere in the world.
Statistics show that more than 85% of the country's population is unemployed, though official figures are pegged at almost 11%. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.